3-year-old Jessica Swanson disappeared in Cannon Falls 3 years ago. Almost overnight, the Goodhue County Sheriff's Office launched a massive search for the little girl. Her picture was suddenly all over newspapers and television, and reporters were all searching for a story. Chief Deputy Dean Albers says he was mostly unprepared.
Within, I suppose, about 5 days, there was probably, in the morning, 30-35 investigators would meet. And here you are in charge of this whole thing, and you're never have really taken on anything of this magnitude before, and everybody's looking at, you know, to your agency for, okay, what do you want us to do? Where are we going to go? You know, how are we going to do it? You got resources, and you're talking, you got that many people, you got to feed them, you got to provide lodging for them if they're from out of the area. And there's just a lot of planning.
Albers says he would have been lost without the planning advice of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and neighboring law enforcement agencies. They set up a command post in Cannon Falls, complete with computers, fax machines, and multiple phone lines. Albers had to coordinate throngs of volunteers who showed up to help in the search and assign someone to provide information to the media. The family of a missing child is key to the search because they can tell officers what happened just before the child disappeared. But during a crisis, a recall of details can be impossible. Patty Wetterling started the Jacob Wetterling Foundation after her son disappeared in 1989. Executive Director Bob Lee says they try to help families, and one of the first things they recommend is designating a family spokesperson.
It's a filter, someone who can talk to the police and then can relay that information to the family in a way that is probably going to be more well-received by the family, understood, and also you don't have the traumatic relationship going on between the family and law enforcement. It often happens in those early hours. The family is indeed in chaos.
A lot of people respond to the pain of losing a child and want to help. In Jessica Swanson's case, there were questions about whether Jessica's mother and her boyfriend were involved in the disappearance. The Goodhue County Sheriff's Office never proved a connection, but Deputy Dean Albers says the community did everything it could to help law enforcement officials.
They all rallied around the case, the outpouring of volunteers and of food. I remember we almost had too much food some days donated that it was kind of hard to get rid of, so we kind of said, well, hold back, you know, maybe you want to bring something tomorrow. Or they felt compelled to do something. It was one of their children was missing, and I think that tugs at the heart, you know, of every parent out there, every grandparent.
Albers says a lot of the investigators involved in the search for Jessica were parents themselves, and that kept them pushing on.
We had to start telling officers to take days off because they were just wearing thin. I know I gained a number of pounds during this, and part of it, I think, was because I did a lot of sitting, a lot of thinking, and you didn't even get any physical exercise in. And then plus, I think the stress of it kind of just added to it because there's a whole psychological thing that you don't even realize what's going on inside yourself. And then I could see it in other officers, and until they pointed it out to me, I didn't see it in myself even.
Goodhue County Sheriff's deputies have talked about having a debrief session to deal with the stress of the 3-year search for Jessica. But Albers says they want to wait until they find her.
I think the hardest thing for everyone was to pack up the command post in Cannon Falls and walk away from it, so to speak, without solving it. It was a sense of defeat, I guess. We didn't lose, but we haven't solved it. We haven't found her. You don't stop looking for a 3-year-old child.
Albers doesn't expect to find Jessica Swanson alive, but he says it's important to keep looking so they can close the case. He pauses and says in a low voice that the saddest thing is that her family doesn't ask about her anymore. He wants to find her so she can be buried in a cemetery, and says all the guys at the sheriff's office want to contribute money for a headstone. I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio.